A bright export outlook for U.S. biofuels. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Trade prospects for U.S. biofuels are looking up. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden.
If we play our cards right and have the correct policy, our farmers can fuel the world.
Vaden met with the trade minister from Vietnam.
Top on his list was getting secure access to American biofuels because this summer, Vietnam is adopting E10. They wanted the United States to be the provider of that ethanol. And as they develop their infrastructure further and build plants that can produce ethanol in Vietnam, they want American corn to be the source material that feeds those plants.
Reaction from Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy, an advocacy group for the biofuels industry.
When you look at the early frameworks and the deals and the bilateral trade agreements that have been adopted, they have strong upside for U.S. ethanol. The very first deal out of the gates, the U.K., that gave us 50% more access to the market.
In summary, says Vaden,
an important part of the mix in our trade negotiations involve biofuels. And we have a whole multitude of countries that we are engaged in negotiations with to see to it that American biofuels can serve those countries' energy needs.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.